This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings from the Northeast Radio Club. This is Tony, VK5 FBIC, president of the club, and it's my pleasure to advise that we have successfully attended the Tea Tree Gully Council Community Expo, which is held at the Golden Grove Arts and Recreation Centre a few days ago on Friday morning. We were able to promote the hobby at a table displaying radios, information, together with a data projector slideshow showing aspects of the hobby, and most importantly, up to 14 members of the club attending to chat with over 200 visitors that popped through the area. It was especially pleasing to have Darren, VK5DP, and Ross, VK5WRP, attend in their wheelchairs and get on the air, which indicated our club's ability to be inclusive to all. This, by the way, was the theme of the expo, being inclusive in community groups. As a personal thanks to those that helped me set up and make the day a very happy and successful one, it was a great opportunity to promote the hobby. Our next Friday meeting on the 14th of June will be at 7:15 for a 7:30 start, and it'll be at the club rooms at Capulet Crescent, Modbury West, and all are welcome. It will be an open mic night, and just a general discussion will be had by all. The meeting will be Zoomed, and it will be preceded by a short general meeting with an update for club members from the committee. I would like to encourage amateurs to join me on Friday nights for F Troop at 5 p.m, 1700 hours, on the Link repeater system. Please check your local frequency, and don't forget many of them now have a 91.5 CTSS tone and special offsets. It's a great opportunity to share across a terrific footprint from Victor Harbour through Murray Bridge to the metro area out to the Barossa, Riverland and the Mid-North through the Lochiel repeater. It's a friendly net for new and experienced hams to find out what other amateurs are up to in the hobby, and we do a couple of rounds and it would be great to hear from you. I would also like to remind amateurs and their wives that they are most welcome at the Coffee Club every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at the Tea Tree Gully Library. The adjoining cafe serves coffee in the library, and it's a great way to catch up and rag chew face to face. We do have a special spot for the ladies to chat amongst themselves and probably talk about us while we chat about the hobby and very other important matters. It certainly adds a lot of energy to an otherwise quiet library. Well, that's all the latest news from the Northeast Radio Club, NERC, and I wish you a great week with great contacts in this non-contact sport. Cheers and 73s from Tony.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, fellow club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. The last tech session was a reasonable morning with about 7 to 8 members showing up. I demonstrated how to configure and install both Windows and Linux concurrently on a laptop, and how to change which one was the desired default on boot up. I really didn't think that presentation through, as I was expecting to be able to demonstrate on the projector using the duplicate screen function on the laptop. Problem is, that feature doesn't actually work until you have an operating system installed. Luckily for me, Greg, VK5ZBD, had his video camera with him, and we were able to use that to output to the projector. Lesson learnt. At this month's general meeting on Thursday the 20th of June, we'll be having a presentation on open source home automation software by my good friend Bill Hopkins. I think this is potential for anybody who might possibly want to run and operate a remote transmitter site. I'm looking forward to it. Don't forget the public buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at the Marion RSL, same place as last year. Cost will be $10 per table for sellers, with 2 wristbands and $5 entry fee for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary at AHARS and let Jeff, BK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony, the chef in the kitchen. We'll have 3 door prizes this year. You'll have 3 chances at winning a Quanshang UVK5 brackets 8 VHF UHF handheld radio, a great prize. And like last year, we'll need a few trusty members to assist with the setup on the Friday evening. At least this year, we'll be able to get in a little earlier than previous years. If you can help either on the Friday night or early on the Saturday morning, please let Jeff or myself know. secretary@ahars.au or president@ahars.au. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up. Rod, VK5ZKR, Trevor, VK5ATH, and Christopher, VK5CL. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give a report, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. We'll be putting our news items up on the new tab on the ahars.au website going forward. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share everything with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark VKE5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next general business meeting is on Friday, the 21st of June, with this month's presentation being from Ian, VK5ZD, talking about the many and varied pieces of equipment he's used over the years to delve into the world of microwave communications, all the way from 1.2 GHz right up to 134 GHz. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7pm and the presentation kicking off at 7:30pm, and all are welcome. For our members, we'll be broadcasting this live on Zoom, and we'll hopefully be also streaming this one on YouTube as well. Check out the AREG website at areg.org.au for more details closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Yesterday, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will have commenced here in Mount Gambier as part of our 2024 annual convention. There will be pedestrian events as well as mobile and night events. Bands covered will be 80 metres, 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 1296 megahertz. The fox hunts will continue today before finishing up at about 3:30pm. There are three commercial traders here for the event. Guy from VK Radio is here with samples of some of the Yaesu gear that he sells. He has very generously donated the door prize, which will be an SDR play receiver. The really big news is that AppVision Australia have very generously donated a Siglent SSA3021X 1.5 GHz spectrum analyzer, which will be a raffle prize for the measly price of $5 per ticket. This unit is worth over $2,500. Special tickets have been printed for this raffle, which will be drawn during the Fox Hunt trophy presentations, which will start at about 4:30pm at the venue. Note, you can only buy tickets for this raffle at the convention. If the unit is not available at the time of the raffle draw, AppVision will post a signal generator to the winner once they have the details. Elite Communications from Jimboomba in Queensland are also here. They are ICOM dealers and also handle marine and other communications gear in general, some of which will be on display on several tables. Of course, there will be heaps of used radio gear for sale on the various club and private tables as well. The homebrew competition looks to be well patronised with some very clever items on display. Of course, the social highlight of the event is the fabulous and excellent value for money Sunday night three-course sit-down dinner. Everyone always has a great time at the dinner, so if you forgot to book, you have missed a great night. Many more raffles will be conducted during the dinner. Our guest speaker will be Norbert VK5MQ, who recently returned from his third adventure in the Antarctic, where he operated as VK0AI. Norbert will be describing the differences between life here in Oz and the cold expanses of Casey Station, so this talk will be of interest to all, not just amateurs. We look forward to hopefully seeing you here during these events. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.